get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Golhar. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Golhar is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to Think Realty Radio. Now, I'm a huge fan of our guest today. She is a commercial real estate broker out of Dallas, Texas. She is very close to the Think Realty family. She understands how to invest in real estate. She's an excellent speaker. She is an author. She's an investor. She's a broker. She is a mentor to many. What has Pam Goodwin not done? I don't even know. Like, I think she's Pam, you've done so much for the investing community. Thank you so much for all of your contribution, and I'm excited to continue to talk about what we always talk about on Think Realty Radio together, which is trends in the commercial real estate investing space and what investors need to know. So on the show today, we'll be talking about new retail concepts opening, luxury RV parks, tips on social media. I know Pam is a huge proponent of social media, especially LinkedIn, and how you can gain some more exposure. And then, of course, finding creative financing. As a real estate investor, or as a new real estate investor, you always need to find a couple of things. You need to find your team, you need to find the deal, and of course, you need to find the right capital, the smart capital, the creative financier that can work with you to develop a relationship over time. So that's what's in store for Think Realty Radio today. Again, I'm super stoked to have my good friend Pam Goodwin from Goodwin Commercial on the air with me. Pam, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm always thrilled to be part of Think Realty Radio. Thanks for having me on. And I know you mentioned a few things I'm doing, but the thing that I'm really most proud about out of all those items is really being a mother to two teenage sons and being married for almost 22 years. So thank you for that nice introduction.
You got it. Congratulations. Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and then we'll get into it.
So Goodwin Commercial is a boutique commercial real estate firm based here in Dallas, Texas, celebrating 13 years this month, and spent the first part of my career, which is almost 30 years, more than 30 years really now, spent the first half of my career on the landlord side for large shopping center development, and then went on the tenant side developing more than 50 pad sites for Brinker International at the time, and they own Chili's restaurants and also Maggiano's, and then they gave me on the border for the whole country. Mm-hmm. And it was a wealth of information learning from them, and now I have my own commercial real estate company based in here, and we specialize in developing single tenant net lease properties. So we will buy property and lease it back to the national retailers such as Walgreens, McDonald's, Chase Banks, that type. We also have a brokerage department where we represent primarily buyers and in 1031 exchange, and we also do consulting work. So if you own a piece of land or a piece of property or a building and you have no idea what to do with it or how to make the most money from that, we also offer a consulting services to help people really know how to make a lot of money in real estate.
Well, hey, I'm all about that. You can put me on that wagon. That all sounds great. Recently, you and I had the opportunity to spend some time in Dallas, Texas for the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas. And we have a couple of expos throughout the year in different cities across the United States. And it all kicks off in starting in Dallas, and then we'll be in Baltimore, followed by Irvine, California. And then we'll end the year in the fall in Atlanta, Georgia, where I've been living here for the last decade or so. Help me understand your experience during the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas. What was your favorite part? What did you gain from it? Maybe a couple of contacts that you made when you were there. I was there for all of it, and I was there, of course, for your Sunday member training. And I feel like the room packs out for you. Like, I don't know how that happens. Well, you're Pam Goodwin. Why wouldn't it happen? Right? Like, so I learned a lot from you, but help me understand your experience and what you gained out of that weekend.
No, well, thanks. Yeah, thanks for showing up on Sunday. It's always early, so for people to show up on right. Sunday for that extra training, it's so exciting how people are so interested in investing in a variety types of real estate. I just, you know, being based here in Texas now for more than 22 years, it's still buzzing. I know everyone is on the lookout for the next recession, because we're nearing 10 years now, and now is the longest period, you know, of it continuing. So everybody's kind of looking for that. But after attending Think Realty Conference, it is just buzzing. And people are doing deals of all types, from still multifamily to, you know, single family flipping homes to storage, you know, meeting them. I'm always learning too. And a couple, you know, senior living is another thing, with Gene expanding all over the country with that program, you know, buying the houses and turning them into senior living. But the thing I also really learned is sitting in other people's conferences or speaking regarding making sure your assets are protected and making sure you have the right insurance to make sure how important that is, and realizing there are just niches in real estate that you probably wouldn't even think about. But going to these events, the people that you meet, when you need that asset protection, you need insurance, you build so many great connections at the Think Realty events.
It's so true. I mean, and there was a lot of talk too about this 10 year span in the marketplace that we're in right now. It's been a bull market for a little over 10 years, either the longest or the second longest now expansion that we've had in the history of the United States. What are your thoughts? I mean, you said Dallas is still buzzing. Do you feel like it's going to flatten out, or do you think it's going to plateau? Are you still finding amazing opportunities, deal after deal after deal? And how much of it do you think that's because you're Pam Goodwin versus somebody that's not Pam Goodwin?
Well, you know, real estate has been continuing for years and years, and we probably will have a bump, maybe. Who knows? Nobody has a crystal ball to predict it. But realistically, I mean, as long as people will, you know, I hate to say this, but as long as people are dying, divorce, retirement, all those kind of circumstances, real estate is selling, buying every day, every hour, every year, recession, no recession. Is it a buyer's market? It kind of switches buyer market, seller market, and all that. So I have always really tuned out the negative news, because that's what sells. And I just go about my own business and drive the streets and try to find the next deal.
I really like what you're saying there. We got to go to break in maybe about 30, 45 seconds or so. But what about the news do you drain out? Like, how do you just drown it out altogether? Do you unplug your TV and then, like, followed by, hey, let's go donate the TV? Like, how do you make that possible? Because sometimes it's just hard, right? Like, you'll be at a coffee shop and you'll see CNN or something.
I know, you just really, really have to tune out. And I would rather drive around and really just get out and talk to people and go look at what, you know, new stores are opening in my neighborhood, new retail. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just really have to get out there and, yeah, just tune it out, turn it off. Tune it out and turn it off.
There you go. Tune it out and turn it off. I love it, Pam. All right, we got to go to break. We'll start talking a little bit about some of these new retail concepts that are opening up. And then, of course, luxury RV parks, which is kind of interesting. I know nothing about these in niches and industries and things. So I'm excited to pick Pam's brain about that. When we come back, I will see you in a second.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Mm-hmm.
Attention real estate investors. Join the nation's top pros in residential and commercial investing in Baltimore at the Think Realty Conference and Expo, April 6th and 7th. Network with industry leaders and service providers and learn how to earn a higher return on your real estate investments. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 6th and 7th. Text radio to 96270. That's radio to 96270. Or visit thinkrealty.com/Baltimore to register.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and will even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
We're back, Think Realty Nation. It's Avi Golhar. My guest today is Pam Goodwin of Goodwin Commercial. And we are about to start talking about some of these new retail concepts that are opening up in Texas. But first, I was looking, Pam, I was looking at you up just the other day, just actually this yesterday or earlier today. I can't remember. Sometimes they did it just kind of blends in together for me. And I saw that you'd posted something very interesting on Instagram and LinkedIn that you had won the DCEO Power Broker of Commercial Property Sales in Dallas. And from what I understand, that's a really big deal. Can you talk to that for me a little bit? There apparently, I was reading the article, there were about 2,200 brokers that applied, and you were one of the top 20 or something. It was like 20 or 25 brokers that actually got this award. So congratulations for that and winning that award out of 2,200 brokers in specifically the Dallas area. But what is this award? What does it mean to you?
I know after, being in business this long, I was really, really excited when I received the email to be part of this, elite group. That each year the DCEO magazine selects commercial real estate brokers in a variety, 8 different categories from office, retail, industrial, data centers. Mm-hmm. And they selected, I think they mentioned maybe a couple hundred out of all those 8 categories with, how competitive it is in this market with some of the largest companies in the world being based here in Dallas for the commercial real estate sector. So I was really excited to be on that list as one of the power brokers. So
that's incredible.
It was exciting.
That's incredible. What are some, just real quick, there are a lot of listeners that are thinking, well, geez, commercial sometimes seems like it's a little intimidating. And I do want to get into the retail concepts that you're finding that are really flourishing in Dallas and the Plano area. But before we do, can you offer some gold nuggets for those maybe first-time investors into the commercial space about how intimidating it really isn't?
I know. I think it's just intimidating, just like anything. When you try anything the first time, you have low confidence, intimidated. It looks so big, it scares you. But I always recommend just a few tips on go take a class in commercial real estate. Go find in your local area and sit in the commercial real estate 101 class. And even on Think Realty, we offer the video sectors from our resident experts. And I actually have a video series, not to plug myself, but for Think Realty, but that I talk about commercial real estate 101 and watch those videos and start learning from people and team up with people. When I first got into it, I teamed up with an expert in it. It's just like flying an airplane. You wouldn't go out flying on your own. It's step by step and keep learning and really just taking that chance. Team up with the right person and just start investing in real estate.
I think teaming up with folks can definitely be the smartest move any investor can make, especially even if you're a pro investor, right? Like for me, I don't want to do all of the work, right? Like I feel like sometimes I'm just a little lazy by nature, but then it isn't necessarily the laziness. It's I'll bring capital or I'll bring a certain level of expertise to the deal. And if you have pro people on your team, your operational risk decreases pretty substantially because you're surrounding yourself with people that have been there and done that and weathered the storm and all of these things. The last thing that you want is to go into a deal with somebody that's so new, just like you, because now you both have a higher level of operational risk, which also leads to a higher level of market risk, which then leads to a higher chance of the deal not succeeding to its fullest. So just be a little aware of that. What Pam says is really saying here is find somebody that has experience and partner with them. Pam, what are some of these retail trends that you're seeing in Texas? Are they unique trends specifically to Dallas? Is this something that you're seeing that will have some impact nationwide?
As you know, driving around and always reading a lot, seeing new opportunities, and based here, you know, based in Dallas here, since we have no mountains, no beaches, we have to go eat and we have to shop. So we do a lot of that here.
That's right.
And it's, I think it's exciting just because a lot of the new concepts will start in Dallas. I think it's a really neat idea that's coming out. It's a company, and I just toured it recently. It's called Neighborhood Goods. They opened their first location in Plano, and they're referring themselves as the department store of the future. And what they've done is they, in this brand new first location that they've taken in very high Legacy West is where they decided to open. They took 14,000 square feet and they put 30 unique pop-up shops throughout this concept. So for example, Serena Williams, the tennis superstar, she launched her new clothing store there. And she actually came out for the opening, and that's exciting. But what they're doing is, you know, one place was called Hubble, and they sell monthly contact lenses. They just took a small space that, you know, just a display, you're not able to order there, but you just are able to see a lot of their products and then just order it like that. But it gives a great opportunity for retail. So it looks like a department store, but just pop up. And they've had, you know, they have some really creative different retailers in there.
Gotcha. Do you think that this is a trend that we'll start seeing with a lot of the larger retailers?
I do. I think there's so many people that you'll see in, you know, the online, they'll end up going brick and mortar. Sometimes it requires a lot of capital for them to open their store. So this is just a great opportunity for them to be part of, you know, another department store. Besides this Neighborhood Goods, Walmart is actually taking that same concept of putting store inside of a store. And some of the other bigger stores have done that in the past also, and really collaborating with other retailers, you know, one-stop shop in a lot of these places. And it seems that it really seems to be the trend of what's going on. Pop-up stores, the days of 10 and 20 year leases for some of those retailers, I think are going away. And more of these pop up for a month, 2 months, try it out. I think it's pretty exciting, not, you know, opportunities. I'm not sure as far, you know, commercial real estate brokers and not getting paid on that, but it's just a new concept that I see popping up. And so this Neighborhood Goods just raised, I read that they just raised more than $14 million,
yeah,
$14.5 million, and they're going to be open their second location this year in New York. So they think it's going to work.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, then this is definitely a trend that needs to be followed. What changes do you think some of these retail, the retail shops that have been doing it old school, that have been doing it the old way for such a long time, what are some of the changes that they'll have to make moving forward to stay competitive? Actually, you know what? We've got to go to break. So I'm going to hold that question until after we come back. Pam, what's the best way that our listeners can get in touch with you if they want to reach out?
So visit our website at pamgoodwin.com.
Pamgoodwin.com. Remember that website as you're driving around listening to Think Realty Radio. And then, of course, go to Barnes & Noble's, pick up a copy of Think Realty Magazine. You need that in your life. And then you can also text any questions. All you got to do is you can text the word ASK to 96270. We'll be right back after these messages.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
The key to success in any industry is having a network of skilled professionals who can help you do your job effectively. The American Association of Private Lenders believes that with better resources, you get better results. By visiting the American Association of Private Lenders website, you will find the resources to put more deals together, but better deals. Who doesn't want to improve their bottom line? To find a credible private lending professional, visit aaplonline.com today.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers, all exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
Savvy investors make use of smart savings. Think Realty Radio listeners, you have the opportunity to save smart with Sherwin-Williams Paint. Sign up for your free Think Realty membership now and activate discounts to save up to 50% off of select Sherwin-Williams Paint. Rehabbers, investors, property managers, this is your opportunity to save big for your next project. Start saving up to 50% now. Go to thinkrealty.com/paint and then click discounts.
Need a fast, reliable decision-making tool in today's real estate landscape? RentFacts combines real estate expertise and data to deliver decision-making tools for real estate pros. Investors, lenders, or property managers, RentFacts can determine rents and reliability of income for specific neighborhoods, forecast gross and net income in seconds. Find out how RentFacts can predict and compare how demographics, economics, crime, and other location factors affect the stability of your rental with a risk score. Go to RentFactsPro.com. RentFactsPro.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
We're back with my good friend, Pam Goodwin out of Dallas, Texas. I'm Avi Golhar, the host of Think Realty Radio, and we've been having an awesome conversation about commercial real estate investing. We've talked about what you need to do to succeed as a real estate investor in the commercial space. And now we're talking about some of the trends that retailers need to pay attention to. If you're a retailer and you own some high-end retail and you're thinking, well, geez, it's going to be business as usual, the same concepts that I've won with since the mid-90s or early 2000s are the same concepts that I'll win with over the next 10, 15, 20 years, I don't know if that's true. Pam, what do you think? How do they need to change? What do retailers need to do to adapt to the ever-changing fast pace of today's consumers?
Overall, it's just keeping the customer's attention and is really key. A lot of, you know, boring retail are the ones that are have not been innovative enough. And the boring retails are the ones that you'll be reading about that keep closing up left and right. You just have to really keep up with the new trends on from social media to engaging your customers to doing something fun to really bringing in your consumer and knowing exactly who they are so that they keep coming back. Because if they don't like your food, there's so many choices. They're going to the next one. Or entertainment retailers, you have to, it's almost like a pop-up shop. You have to continue to keep changing that out so that people, you know, fully they just get bored easily and looking for something new all the time. You have to stay up to date on trends.
And you have to stay cutting edge, just like a chef and a kitchen in a restaurant, right? It's not good enough to have the same old menu for 3, 4, 5, 6 years. I think even now it's death to a restaurant if you have the same menu even for a year. And one of my favorite restaurants is Seasons 52 because you get a new menu 52 weeks out of the year, right? Every single week, they're changing the menu and they're writing the date on the top right-hand side of the menu. It's like the week of this, the week of that, and they change it. So variety is key, adapting to the needs and essentially the tastes, no pun intended, of your consumers is key, and it's really going to help you win the game long term. Let's talk about luxury RV parks for a second. I've never really thought of that as a business model or as an investment I should consider. What do I need to know about luxury RV parks?
I know, isn't that funny? I never really thought about it either until somebody recently brought it to my attention that how these RVs are becoming the new trend for people that, you know, want to downsize. So instead of downsizing to a house, they're going into an RV. So they're expecting these, or they're looking for RV development parks that are five-star Class A, and that will provide those amenities that they're used to. So I've been reading that's a trend, and I recently read that the most expensive RV recently sold in Dubai was $3 million.
Oh, wow. So
the thought of going in a trailer or camper, you know, those days have changed. But this RV, it had a pop-up cocktail lounge and a fireplace, underfloor heating, an expandable roofing deck, and it kind of looked like an alien. So there, I know you'll have to check it out. But these RV parks I've been reading about, but they have RV blogs and, you know, everything's on social media, and these, you know, people in their RVs, they're getting together and they're meeting points. And doesn't that sound like fun?
I mean, that sounds like a great time. Yeah. I want to buy an RV that looks like an alien with heated floors and everything. That sounds amazing to me. So luxury RV parks, what do I need to know when I'm buying an RV park? Should I buy the land? Do I need to pay attention to the survey, the zoning? How do I put all the pieces together for that?
Right. Definitely doing your due diligence on that. But starting to review some of these, it definitely seems like a good entry part to get into. Because some of them, you just have their regular hookups, and then you have the clubhouse or a pool. But really just doing the due diligence on these. But it's a great opportunity to charge some of them, you know, $65, $100 a night per person to have your luxury resort development. To me, it just seems like an interesting way, you know, just a new kind of concept of RV development. Sometimes you have to think outside of the box. And if you're looking for a new opportunity, you may have an extra piece of land that this just may be a perfect fit for you.
So as a commercial real estate investor, somebody that's new, where do you recommend that I start? Because now I've heard about luxury RV parks, fantastic, amazing, yes, I could be in. I might have to do some more due diligence, a little more background, but okay, cool, right? Like, makes sense. And then there is, say, the triple net lease world in the commercial space, where I generally don't have to do a whole lot, and I'm still getting paid a pretty hefty return on my money if all I do is buy a building and have multi-tenants leasing it out from me. Where do I start as a commercial real estate investor? How do I choose?
You can choose by even really finding your passion of something that you like. You may like restaurants. You may like Starbucks to buy that triple net investment where you don't have to operate the Starbucks, but you can own the land and the real estate on that. But I always say getting started, find out how much money you think you have to put down for that 20% down. You may own a couple, small residential homes, a fourplex, multifamily. You may have equity somewhere. You may have equity in your house or other property, and kind of find out how much you have or want to partner up with somebody. And then really trying to find your first deal. If you want to buy an existing, like you said, Starbucks, that may be a 5 or 6% cap, or taking an old building that somebody moved out for a redevelopment opportunity. Or you may have a friend and family that has a piece of commercial property that you could team up. I always look at, my always first thing I do is recommend to people writing a list of, as they say, your network is your net worth, mm-hmm. and really start formulating a list of people that you know who may own a dry cleaners. Your church may have excess property. There's all kinds of opportunities. And then I always highly, highly recommend visiting your local economic development director. And we have 10 questions that we always go to with the economic development director, but they will meet with you anytime and go over available property for sale. That's typically not really listed, where everybody else sees it on LoopNet, but there's so many resources out there. But you just really have to take action and figure out a way and have a goal that you are going to buy your first or next commercial real estate property. And don't be intimidated.
I think the intimidation factor is the biggest one. So we've talked about that. If you have any questions about getting started and maybe how to figure out where you fit into the commercial space, make sure you get in touch with Pam. Her website is super easy to remember. It's PamGoodwin.com. You got questions for me? Head on over to ThinkRealtyRadio.com. You can ask your questions on the right side there. You can also pick up a copy of Think Realty Magazine at Barnes & Noble. And we're talking about more trends, especially in the retail space, when we come back. And then also how you can get out there, put yourself out there, and get more deals because of the inventory shortage that we have right now. So both of these topics and more when we come back to the last 10 minutes of Think Realty Radio. See you in a second.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages. Attention real estate investors. Join the nation's top pros in residential and commercial investing in Baltimore at the Think Realty Conference and Expo, April 6th and 7th. Network with industry leaders and service providers and learn how to earn a higher return on your real estate investments. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 6th and 7th. Text radio to 96270. That's radio to 96270. Or visit thinkrealty.com/Baltimore to register.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage them. Narada Real Estate Investments saves you time by providing you with professionally managed income properties in the best U.S. markets. Learn more at PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and download your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
Don't miss the Real Estate Note event of the year. The Paper Source Note Symposium is 3 days of learning and networking with the most experienced note investors on the planet. Discover how to buy non-performing and other real estate notes. Meet keynote speaker Eddie Wilson, president of Think Realty Radio, at the Paper Source Note Symposium, April 11th through the 13th in Las Vegas. Visit PapersourceSeminars.com right now and enter the discount code ThinkRealty for $50 off your ticket. That's PapersourceSeminars.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
It's the last 10 minutes of Think Realty Radio. Think Realty Nation. I'm your host, Avi Golhar. My guest today is Pam Goodwin with Goodwin Commercial. You can check her out at PamGoodwin.com. You can also follow her on LinkedIn at Pam Goodwin. She is all over the place on LinkedIn. I love it. Every time I open my LinkedIn feed, I see a video from Pam, and it's very informational. And the good thing about that is that it keeps her in the conversation, constantly keeps her in the conversation of being an influencer and an expert in the commercial space, which is what she also recommends that you do. So we'll get to the social media component and how important LinkedIn is to your overall brand building strategy in just a few minutes. But for those of you that are just tuning in, Pam and I had an excellent conversation as we started the show about retail trends in commercial. And Pam, let's just do a quick little recap on that. What are your thoughts? What do I need to know as an investor about these trends and how can I capitalize?
Well, the real estate market, as we talked about in this episode, it's still booming and there's still some opportunities out there. And overall, you just have to take action and go find your next real estate deals. You know, there's so many trends happening as far as new retail and being innovative with new, some of these new pop-ups, and there's a lot of other fitness stores that are really booming today. I didn't talk about it, but I will now. But one concept I recently saw in our market here, they're really popping up. It looked like about 2 miles away from each other. So they're really servicing their customer. But they're doing a big boom like that. And, you know, just talking about how to find and finance your first real estate deal, mm-hmm. It's just a great idea to team up with somebody and going to events, and especially the Think Realty events. There's a lot of people that you can team up right there and start to meet people and build a relationship with them. Even after all these years, I still team up and partner with different people on projects. And so it's a good way just to get into the business by finding that right partner. And you'll have to really interview them too, to make sure that when you team up with somebody, you have the same goals on your real estate. And it always comes down of who's doing what, as you talked about, who's doing what on the project for your expectations, and then always determining upfront when you plan on selling the property. You may want to sell in 1 year and your partners may never want to sell. So a lot of that items have to be discussed upfront and being protected with your assets.
Super important. I mean, I think clarity of cause, clarity of your mission, super important, especially if you're a new investor. If you don't have that figured out, then somebody else will give you your mission, and that's not where you want to be. You want to be very, very guarded of that. But Also, talk it through with your investor partner, whomever that might be. Now, Pam, you've done an exceedingly great job of building your brand online, and not a lot of people understand how important it is to do that. And if you're listening and you're thinking, okay, here's the conversation about social media and nerding out again, you know what? Yes, because this is how important it is. If you're not on LinkedIn demonstrating value, the value that you bring to the marketplace, then I think you're losing the game. Pam, what do I need to know as somebody that may just be jumping on LinkedIn? How do I make the most of it? How do you make the most of it?
I find LinkedIn has just been an incredible resource to increase my business opportunities. And if you're not using, you really need to be using it every single day. And now it's so easy just to post. And when I say every day, if you have 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes in the afternoon to post something, a quick 1 or 2 minute video, or post something that you think your client or audience finds interesting, it's just a wealth of information. And I know a lot of people even ask me, how did you get, you know, how did you get involved in Think Realty? And it was because I posted with someone else on LinkedIn about an upcoming thing I was speaking at. Mm-hmm. And someone from Think Realty reached out to me asking, you know, me to be on a panel at one of their events. And then it led from that. But I've received a lot of opportunities. I even probably get on message every day, people wanting to loan me money for projects. So it's just a great business resource, you know, for your business.
What do you do when you create the video? Do you really just turn the selfie cam on, hit record, and then talk? And if so, how do you know what to talk about?
I may even, it's funny because after doing this now, I don't even have to look it up. It's probably been, seems like maybe 6 years. I'll have to look up since I've been on LinkedIn, but now I have 30,000 connections, and that's the max you can get. So I have to start taking off people to add people. Mm-hmm. But to do it.
Oh, you're that
video,
popular. You're that popular.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's probably really in the last. So people ask me, should I connect with everyone unless they look really creepy?
Right.
But I connect with everyone because even if I don't know them, I will connect with them if there's some format of a business opportunity. I mean, it doesn't even have to be a business opportunity, but as long as, you know, their profile looks good, I will connect with them. And that's why I've been able to get, you know, so many of that in a short amount of time. But back to the video, the shorter the video, really the better. The ones that really get a lot of views, I've had some that, you know, 18,000 views. And all it is driving around or showing an example of how an old grocery store is now being converted into a storage unit. Mm-hmm. So it triggers people on different opportunities of what they can do. So it may be the Crayola, you know, just open at our large mall here. I'll just take pictures of that. Anything I see that I think is interesting to the, you know, the viewers, I usually post. And the funny thing is the ones that you think might get the most views or likes will get the least. And the ones that I have posted and deleted and posted and deleted because I thought it was dumb for some reason, they got the most views. So don't overanalyze and just try out different things and you'll find out what works for you and what your audience really likes to see on your post.
What are some of the main critical components for you of social media? Is it the profile picture? Is it the headline? How do you gain the attention and trust of people online?
As far as other people or?
Yeah. When I'm looking at your profile, how do I trust you? Like, how do I know I can trust somebody that's just building their profile for the first time, for example?
Well, I think it's key, especially you need to keep it. So if you have your picture on Instagram, and LinkedIn and different social media use the same picture so people will identify you on all the same platforms. And make sure it's a picture that really looks like you. So if you're walking in the Starbucks to meet them for coffee, they know exactly what you look like. It doesn't look like you may have looked like 10 years ago or something. I always look at, you know, different people. So make sure you look like your picture when you meet them. And the other thing is key, especially on LinkedIn, what your profile says. People want to be able to know exactly what you do and how you can help them is key on your profile. Another thing on posting.
I was just totally going to agree with you. That is 100% important. You got to look like what you got to look like. One more nugget, then we got to go.
So when you're posting, make sure you can look up, use the hashtags. You can find out exactly how many followers are on those hashtags. Also, besides posting on your own page, make sure you go to the groups. I post in National Restaurant Association. I'll go to their group, and it'll show you how many followers, and I'll do a separate post just in that separate group. And it's just been an amazing opportunity of people reaching out to you in that way. So post in separate groups besides on your main page.
Incredible. Pam, we've got to end the show. I feel like I could talk to you forever, which is awesome. But we need to have you back. Like, I think that's that simple. Thanks so much for joining me on Think Realty Radio.
Thank you, Abby. I've enjoyed it, as always.
Awesome. Likewise, Pam. You want to get in touch with Pam Goodwin, do so. Go to pamgoodwin.com. Have questions for me post-show. Super easy. You can find me anywhere on social at Abby Golhar or thinkrealtyradio.com. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abby's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.